This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. From Price Hill to Hyde Park, Cincinnati's made up of 52 diverse neighborhoods, each with its own distinctive feel. The Cincinnati Neighborhood Summit was formed to bring all these neighborhoods together to improve the city as a whole. And this year's summit theme is building equitable futures so everyone in the community can prosper. And joining us to talk about the 2017 Cincinnati Neighborhood Summit are President of Invest in Neighborhoods, Jake Williams, and equity facilitator and activist Eileen Cooper Reed. And you can join our conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Eileen and Jake, thank you for being here this afternoon. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us,
Mark. Mm-hmm.
Jake, what is the Neighborhood Summit? Describe how this works to me.
So the Neighborhood Summit is a meeting of not only the 51 community councils, Queensgate does not have one, but it is also the CDCs, it is also the supporting nonprofits, it is also the city staff that works throughout the neighborhoods, and really it's any resident or person interested in community development, and it gives them a venue to come together with like-minded people, discuss best practices, and attend sessions to talk about issues that are facing our city today.
Yeah, and these are more sharing than there are anything else, right? People are getting together and sharing ideas.
Yes, there's quite a bit of that. And recently we've started organizing around it a theme. And as you noted, this year's theme is building equitable futures.
This is what, the 15th year?
This is the 15th year for the summit.
What kind of impact have these summits had over the years?
You know, it's always hard to measure, but I know that the thing that people look forward to the most is the networking. It allows them to meet people that they've heard about. It allows them to talk to people who have done things that they're thinking about doing. And that's really the big value. So how do you measure that? I don't know. But I know that there's value there, and we see when best practices get disseminated across neighborhoods that it's having an effect.
Well, and I think the 2015 theme was collaboration.
Yes.
Collaboration erases boundaries, I think, was the exact title.
Yes.
Do you think the message is getting through to the 51 councils that this is the way to go?
You know, it's interesting you ask that. I do think we've seen collaboration on the increase, not only between councils, but between CDCs and councils. And again, it's partnering with all these neighborhood groups. No one small group can do this all by themselves. It really takes a group effort.
Mm-hmm. Eileen, this year's theme is building equitable futures.
Yes.
So when we talk about building equitable futures, what specific areas are we talking about building equity in?
In all the areas across the city, you name it, we're talking about it, whether it's education, whether it's health, whether it's safety, whether it's economic development, whether it's business development. So any way that a community operates, the question is, are we doing it equitably? Are we doing it so that people can take advantage, that all people can take advantage of the development that occurs in their community?
How important is equity to revitalizing and growing the city's neighborhoods?
I think it's fundamental. I think if you don't address equity issues, then what you're going to have is uneven development. And in fact, what we kind of have had in Cincinnati is uneven development. The question is, how can we make sure that the needs of all the citizens in Cincinnati are met? And we can do that when we use an equity lens to take a look at, you know, how we're developing our neighborhoods in particular.
An equity lens. So you're viewing this through the eyes of equity then.
Well, it is, but let me be a little more specific, because it's really about justice and fairness in terms of how resources are allocated, how people are treated. You know, so it's about justice and fairness, and everybody wants that, and we want to make sure that we're looked at as that kind of community, I think. And so the question is, how do we, in every sector of our community, take a look at whether or not we're acting equitably?
Jake, is equity, would that be the top issue, you think, that the neighborhoods face?
It's the issue that's at the root of all the other issues. And to break it down, I mean, the equity lens, and I like that term, is a tool that's to be used. It's not a thing in and of itself. It's a tool. I like to balance it against other practices for social equity or for social justice. People understand charity. I fill my cup, and then I give what's left over to other people. They understand that. They understand equality. We fill all the cups equally. When it comes to equity, it's recognizing that some people don't even have a cup. And sometimes that can result in a distribution that makes people really raise an eyebrow because they don't understand the science, the formulas behind that equity lens. And that's what this forum is going to do, is give people an opportunity to talk about what that is and why it's okay to give a guy a cup and a little bit. And, you know, you can see where that goes. It gets complicated.
You know, I'll ask the same thing I asked of Eileen, which is just how important is this to revitalizing and growing the city's neighborhoods?
And I'll have a very similar answer in that it's vital because it will help us to avoid unbalanced development. right now, development is going to great neighborhoods. All the neighborhoods are great, and it's going to great neighborhoods. But if we step back, and I think your last guest even used the phrase implicit bias, right? Development has an implicit bias toward neighborhoods that already have assets in place to facilitate development. And equity is looking across the neighborhoods in the case of development and saying, let's put those assets in place in those other neighborhoods so that everybody has this equal chance.
How tough is it to get to that point? I mean, what would be the challenges that you face in getting people to recognize the importance of equity?
Well, first of all, understanding the things that some of the things we have to talk about are difficult things. So I just heard your last guest, and he talked about how do you talk about racism, which is doesn't have much to do with the people involved, it has to do with the institutions and the way they have been set up, you know, and so. And also classism, you know, so any kind of oppression is very difficult to address because I don't consider myself a victim, but I do understand that I've lived in places and I have been discriminated against because I'm an African American, you know, and so having to deal with that issue and the implicit biases that we all have, I have them too, you know, so when we can begin to talk about those things, then we can talk about how do we get past them because. From what I can tell, we say that equity is the superior growth model, that if you begin to behave in equitable ways, your growth model is a better one across the board.
Is equitable the same thing as being fair? Is that a good comparison to make?
That's one piece of it. Justice is another one. You know, and so I think those two are different. So when he talked about social justice, you need to talk about how do you treat people fairly as well. So it has to do with people and things, but mostly it has to do with the relationships and how we treat one another in this community and how we value every member of our community as such. And what does that mean? What does it look like? What do we do if we really value everybody in our community?
How do you think Cincinnati's done as a whole so far in terms of being equitable?
I don't think that Cincinnati is a very equitable community. You know, one of the things they used to say, I used to be on the school board, as you well know, and they used to say, well, if we had good schools, we'd have a good community. I said, I think you need to flip that statement. If you had
getting the cart before the horse,
exactly,
maybe, aren't they?
Exactly. Okay. Because institutions reflect the values of their community. That's what institutions do. So I think we need to. So some of the changes that need to take place in community, which is why it's so important that neighborhoods are having this discussion. Because for me, that's where it all happens, where people live, where they breathe, you know, where they educate themselves, where they have good times and social times. So it's where people live that makes a difference, and that's why it's so important that the people who are your normal citizens who live in this community get a chance to say what's important to them.
Jake, when you announced the theme for this year, what kind of response did you get to that?
Well, we never get a thunderous response to the announcement of the theme.
but people come along and say, this is a good idea. We need to talk about this.
They did.
This is something, like Eileen was saying, it touches on some difficult issues.
They did. It's funny because we actually came up with it during a pretty contentious election cycle in which inequity was brought up quite often, actually, by both sides. And we thought of it as a potential starting point for healing between two sides that we knew would be still angry after all that. And I think it still goes to that. And it's a place where we can all sit down and just say, all right, let's take a deep breath and let's talk about how we move forward. And if we're going to move forward, how we do it by, as Eileen said, treating everybody equitably.
You know, residents and neighborhoods, they all have a say. Mm-hmm. But it takes business leaders and political leaders, though, to make things happen. sometimes. And is that true, do you think, Eileen, that it takes that takes more than just people having their say, that you have to reach the business and political community too?
I think you have to reach everyone, but I think that people underestimate their power and give their power away. You know, and I'm talking about normal citizens. I think that citizens can do anything they want if they really develop the community will to do so. There are leaders across this community. There are leaders in neighborhoods, just like there are leaders in the C-suite. You know, so we have to change our concept a little bit about what leadership is and who has the power. I think that we all have power if we choose to exert it, and hopefully it's always for the good.
Are there any specific programs or initiatives that work in other neighborhoods that you can point to that are headed in the direction you'd like to see the other neighborhoods head in?
Well, what I would say is that a group of us went to California about a little over a year ago, and we attended a conference on equity, and it was a delegation, and we came back, and we've kind of been working on it over the year, and so it's not kind of fortuitous that we ended up hooking into the neighborhood summit and talking about equity, because I do think that across this community, people are talking about it right now, and so they're talking about the Childhood Poverty Collaborative, which is a question of equity or inequity, you know, however you want to look at it. And so I think this community is ready to take another look and to say, how do we do this? Because it's really up to us to figure out. We can look at how somebody else does it, but Cincinnati has its own way. Every community does. And we're the nation, just like Washington is the nation, just like Cleveland is the nation. We just aren't another part of the nation. So we have to figure this out as neighbors and as citizens, how we want to approach this, I think.
So, Jacob, after the conference, what do you do after that? What are the steps you take after that? You've gotten everybody together, you've discussed this issue, and you've got all these ideas out on the table. Where do you go from there?
Actually, this year, it's interesting because Design Impact is helping us with an exercise that's going to take place in one of the venue halls throughout the entire event. And it's going to be an exploration of a problem, brainstorming of solutions, and planning of next steps for different subject areas. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we generate some interesting action steps out of that we can then take back to the neighborhoods and let them try to implement, or take to the city, or take to the other nonprofit partners that are at the summit. It'll all be capped by a walkthrough at the end where people can look at the work that's been done in each one of the subject areas, and they can look at some of these brainstormed ideas and brainstorm solutions, and they can even bring some of their own juice to that and say, you know, hey, this actually has some good ideas behind it and could happen, you know. So it's kind of a first for us to have an event that's going to try to generate some action steps that come out of the summit. And hopefully that allows us to keep carrying that equity theme throughout the year.
You have any idea what the theme is going to be for 2018
yet? No clue.
Yet? it'll be a complete surprise.
It will.
Yes.
Okay. This is interesting, though, because I guess the driving force that I'm hearing is you're trying to get everybody collaborating, all the neighborhoods working together. That's the common thread that runs through each of these summits.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And okay. So one more time, the details on the upcoming summit, the dates and times.
The summit is March 11th. There's a dinner and keynote address on the evening of March 10th. That is sponsored by CBI, and the registration for that is actually open online now. If you go to CBI's website, our event is 8 a.m., and it lasts probably till about 3:30, lunch is included. It is free to everybody. You don't have to be a member of your community council. You don't have to be even an official member of any of these organizations. If you're a resident of anywhere, we get people from Hamilton that come down and attend the summit. There's no fence around the good ideas, right? And it lasts most of the day, and registration will open tomorrow, on our website, which is investinneighborhoods.org.
We have a link to that at wvxu.org as well. And Eileen and Jake, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
The president of Invest in Neighborhoods, Jake Williams, and equity facilitator and activist, Eileen Cooper-Reed.